Well, thank you, everyone. Thanks very much. I'm very happy to be here. I like how a couple of you are laughing already. That's a good sign. But you're like, didn't we see this guy in the alley earlier? And that was me, man. I write these jokes in the dirt and then come in and try them out. But I'm feeling really good tonight. I'm feeling good. I took some pills I found on the bus. And it's part of my health care plan. I'm with Greyhound now. I don't know how that happened. I got on that website. It said, Greyhound's your best bet. I'm like, all right. And I don't like to brag, but I'm getting a colonoscopy tomorrow. So, yeah, thank you. That's on the San Diego to Bakersfield run. So I understand that's a 2-transfer procedure. So that's a big day for me. Now, I'll tell you, weird things happen, you know, to me. And my friends are always like, well, it's the way you look. And okay, I get it. I'm sure when I walked up here tonight, you guys were like, what the hell is this wizard guy going to tell us? You know? But here's an example of something weird that happened to me. I was in Rapid City, South Dakota. They have this pedestrian mall. It's a Sunday afternoon, broad daylight, you know. I'm walking. I'm dressed like this. I feel like, you know, I look pretty good. All right. Well, people don't usually laugh there, but what the hell. That's cool. But I'm walking, you know. I'm walking, and this lady sees me way off to the left. And she starts coming towards me. So I think, hey, she recognizes me as being a comic, you know? But that wasn't it. And I knew she saw me because we made eye contact. And if you look at me, that's hard to do, man. I got a weird-ass eye going that way. So that fucked up her eye for about 25 minutes. I had to give her some exercises to do to get it back. So she makes a beeline. She stops right in front of me, and she has a doggy bag. And she says to me, hey, buddy, are you hungry? You know, and that's rude. I'm literally just walking. I'm not carrying a sign or anything. So she says to me, hey, buddy, are you hungry? And I'm like, what do you say to that? I was like, no, but I'm horny. And I'll tell you, things took a turn after that. It turns out I was hungry. So, you know. But now, I want to talk about sex a little bit tonight, you know. I think we're all over 21, and I'm 70, I'm not going to lie. And they say that sex changes for you when you get older, and that's true. I mean, it changed for me. For one thing, the prices have gone up, you know. So and now there's talk about a tariff. So that's pricing me out of the market, you know? And my friends are like, you should buy America. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that, you know? Oh, man. And if you're wondering about me, I was married. I was married for a good long time, like 15 years, you know? And they say that, and I've been divorced at least that long, and they say that your sex life gets boring when you're divorced, and I can attest to that also. The other night, I fell asleep while I was masturbating, and you can imagine how I felt when I woke up, you know? On the bus, it was weird, man. The driver pulled over and said, hey, you're going to have to get off here. I was like, give me another minute. I will. I think I'm going to need another transfer, you know? So this part of my act is new. It's called Today's Topics. And I just pick topics out of the news, you know, and have a joke about them. And at a show like this, some guy stood up in the back of the room and said, what gives you the right to talk about today's topics? And I thought, man, that is a weird spot, you know, to draw a line in the sand. I'm literally a stand-up comic. But I'll tell you, I was getting a newspaper delivered, and I hadn't ordered it, you know. So I called the newspaper office, and they put me on hold, which I thought was weird. I'm like, it's 2025. How fucking busy can they be over there, you know? But the guy comes back, and I'm like, hey, I'm getting a newspaper, and I'm not on the list. So he looks, and he goes, yeah, you're not on the list. So I was like, well, tell your fucking guy that, because these papers are piling up, you know? So I'm walking through my apartment, which, surprisingly enough, looks just like this. I have the same. So I'm walking through there. There's all these newspapers. And then that voice in my head goes, what am I going to do with all these newspapers? And just out loud, out of nowhere, I said, read them. And that's what qualifies me to talk about today's topic. So thanks for sticking with me on that. We took a little while to get there, but we got there. And if you ever come over to my house, I can entertain four people. I just made that up right there. Anyway, yeah. I'm not even a comic. I just came in to get out of the night sky for a while, said, hey, give me a beer and let me tell my stories, you know? But here's an example of today's topics. I want to talk about credit cards a little bit. And I have a Bank of America, I can't even talk, Bank of America card, and they charge you $39 for the late fee, right? I'm a responsible guy. I pay my bills on time every once in a while. I like where you guys laugh. But anyway, every once in a while I'm late, and so they sock me that $39. So I pushed all the buttons and everything to where you could finally talk to someone. And I talked to this customer service rep, and I go, hey, I'm no math major, but what makes you think I can pay the $39 late fee when I couldn't fucking make the minimum payment, you know? That should have been your first sign I was in trouble this month. If anything, you should let me have another swing at it and lower it by $39, you know? Now, I tackle the tough topics in today's topics, like the national debt. Every time I hear a politician talking about the national debt, the number one thing they always say is, I don't want to see our grandchildren paying off the national debt. And I'm like, I fucking do. Yeah. That is the only plan that makes sense so far, man. Let's put these kids to work. Hey, Billy, here's a new game called Sewing Machine, son. Why don't you sit down here on so many of these shoes you can make in 12 hours, and I'll tell you when you get to the next level. It's a whole new scoring system. Now, I want to talk about this next, and I want to, we have some fun topics in today's topics. Sports, you know? And the only sport I like is the NFL. And, of course, you know, the Super Bowl is a big game. And this is a true statistic about the Super Bowl, you guys. Americans eat 1.4 billion chicken wings during Super Bowl weekend. That's according to the National Chicken Council and their annual wings report. And I swear, there's an annual wings report. And you have to become a member of the National Chicken Council to read the annual wings report. So, you know, I ponied up the money to become a member of the National Chicken Council. And that's why I was late on my Bank of America payment. But now, I want to talk about this because I'm going to be here on Sunday. And I'm guessing you can buy liquor in the liquor stores here on Sundays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm from, you can't buy liquor in the liquor stores on Sundays. And you cannot buy a car on a car lot on Sundays where I live. And that was my favorite thing to do, man. I would get up bright and early on Sunday morning, get all liquored up. Let's go buy some cars, you guys. And I'll tell you, I am a fan of buying liquor on Sundays because it makes church service fly by. And I'm like, no red wine for me, Padre. I'm drinking Fireball back here today. Thank you all so much. So much fun. Take care.